All right, Joey Savacci, where are we?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. I gotta be better at this. Hey, you gotta be. Look, you rode a nice race tonight, closed in, and almost got Jordan. But you're in this to win races. That's what you want to do. Last race washed out. This race you went off the track. So I imagine a guy that's never that stoked on yourself, you're probably pretty pissed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an understatement. I don't know what the deal is, man. Like, we normally don't make this many mistakes. You know, like last year, I felt like we were pretty good about minimizing the mistakes and being there when we need to. And, you know, for whatever reason, like, I don't want to overanalyze it and look too far into it. But, you know, we had the mistake in Toronto. And, you know, we had the crash in last weekend in Detroit. And we had the off-track excursion. And, like, I don't know, man. I wish I knew, and I wish that these mistakes didn't cost me as much as they did, but they have been. So I'm very frustrated and bummed. But, you know, in the same breath, I tried to take away the positives, and I felt really good all day. I felt like I rode good. Felt like, you know, I've really been clicking the last 2 weeks or so. We've made a few changes, you know, to the bike and off the bike. So all in all, I feel really good. You know, confidence is there, and I feel like if we eliminate these off-track excursions or crashes, you know, we're sitting really good.
In practice today, a lot of times you weren't number one on the board. You go number one, somebody knock you off, you'd be able to put it right back in. Your last lap of the day got you the fastest time. How important is that to you?
I mean, it's nice. It's cool. Like, yeah, we were fastest in practice. But, you know, I think we've seen before being quickest in practice doesn't necessarily mean anything.
No money for you, right?
No, I mean, it is a little bit of money, but there's no points. And that's the biggest thing. You know, at this point, we're fighting for points. So it's nice. You know, I feel like you kind of get the day started a little earlier and gets the momentum rolling sooner than later. So it's definitely helpful. I'd be lying if I said the confidence booster wasn't there when you are quickest. For sure, but it's not a make or break situation.
I noticed you're faster in the whoops than Jordan. You're wheeling a little bit on the first big one and dropping it in. Is that where you're going to pass him? And if so, how do you pull out of the whoops to make a move if you needed to? Like, what was the, you know, I don't know what you would have done there, but you were quicker.
Yeah, no, we were definitely quicker. I know. I feel like I couldn't have made the pass if I didn't crash or go off the track at all. You know, we were already starting to pull away and had a nice, comfortable gap. So,
yeah, no pass needed.
Yeah, like I said before, last weekend we were in a good position and the stupid mistake. So I think if we stop doing those, I'll be happy and it'll show on the results. You know, I'm tired of talking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people are tired of hearing about it, but I think if we eliminate those, we don't even need to make a pass. But back to your question, yeah, I was faster than them, but they were so V'd out, it was kind of hard to jump out. And I tried to jump out, and the bike went a little sideways and stood up and lost the momentum. So it's frustrating, but like you said, you know, we're still in a good position. We've got two rounds to go, and I feel confident.
Nice to get back to some good dirt after a couple of weeks of kind of shitty dirt. I mean, I did rut up and all that, but you got traction, and nice to get back to that?
Yeah, no, the dirt this weekend was... man, I wish they'd take up all this dirt and take it to all the races. I would be stoked if they could do that because, man, this dirt's like no other, you know, that we race all year. It's tacky and it ruts up really good, and I feel like the moisture stays in it really well. So I was stoked on the dirt for sure.
Well, hey, red plate still, and like you said, series is winding down, so you got to be stoked. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.